Let's now see together how you can implement the best model selection and featurization capabilities in Azure ML. I'm now in my Azure ML Studio. I can access Sarah's workspace, Dev Intro to DS. And then I can click on Notebooks, and here I'm going to see her folder with all the materials that we need in order to run our experiments. If I want to access our bike share in the cloud notebook, I can just click on it. I already created my compute, so I just need to click on Jupyter and edit in Jupyter. Now, at this point, the first things that I want to do, of course, is to run this cell, the first cell, in order to set up my environment. And once that is done, I want to see all the details from my remote run. So I'm going just to run this, and I can see all the run ID, the target, the status. So just to get a sense of what my remote run did. After this, we're going to get the best model from all the training iteration, and we are going to use the get underscore output function. So let's run this. It's giving me some warning messages, but it's not important. After this, I want to get access to the engineer features names generating in the time series featurization. And I can do this with the get underscore engineer feature names function. So let's run this, and I can see all the features that were generated there. Then let's say that I want to get actually a featurization summary to have a best overview of all the features that AutoML generated for me. So I can do this, and I can just make it run. And as you can see, I have a very nice overview of all the features that were generated, all the transformation and also the different types that were detected. After this, the last thing that I want to do for Sarah is to go back on the home page and create a new folder for her. I'm going to call it the forecast, and I'm going to select the dev intro DS folder for her. And then in the forecast folder, I want to upload four different files: the forecasting helper, forecasting script, metrics helper, and run forecast. I'm going to upload those files. Again, I want them to be in the forecast folder so that now Sarah is ready to evaluate and retrieve her forecast.